In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Our beloved fathers, deacons, nuns, faithfuls both in this holy church, and those who are watching us through live streaming, may the Almighty God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, one God in nature and in essence, bless you, guide you, protect you, and deliver you from the snares of the enemy, whether it be visible and or invisible. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. The Gospel according to St. Matthew, chapter 22, verses 41 to 46, which is the end of the chapter, and chapter 23, verses 1 to 22 inclusive. So it is a reading from Matthew, chapter 22, verses 41 to 46, and 23 verses 1 to 22 inclusive. A lot of things the Lord Jesus spoke of in these golden verses, but to sum it up, we'll talk about two things which the Lord is trying to send His always profound message that is foundational for our salvation, for our spiritual growth, for our Christian faith, true Christian faith. People claim to be Christians, but does it mean just because you claim to be a Christian makes you a Christian? No. You need to live Christ. You need to live His true word. Not according to your way of thinking, but according to Christ's will and His way of thinking. The two things are, one, He's addressing His disciples, and He's saying to them, you shall not call for yourself Father on earth, because there is only one Father who art in heaven. And you should not call for yourself a rabbi or a teacher, for there is only one teacher who art in heaven. And then the Lord talks about hypocrisy. Hypocrisy in the very temple of His time, and history repeating itself, hypocrisy in the very church of the New Testament. You see, what took place in the Old Testament exactly happened in the New Testament. The only difference between the old and the new is technology. As far as the human being is concerned, nothing has changed. The Lord, the way He had His difficulties with the Old Testament church, He is facing the same difficulties with the New Testament church. Same. What made up the Old Testament church? Three groups: priests, scribes, and Pharisees. These are the two true Israelite people, and this is the true church of Christ of the Old Testament, made out of priests, scribes, and Pharisees. You see, the people who approached the Lord in the gospel of today were two out of the three, scribes and Pharisees. So just like there are three, priests, scribes, and Pharisees, the New Testament is made out of Catholics, Orthodox, Protestant, three. Has anything changed? No. The Old Testament people said that we worship the true divine God, and every other human being worships the false god, a pagan god. And those people who claimed to worship the true divine God were the very people who crucified the true God when He came on earth over 2,000 years ago. The priests, the Pharisees, and the scribes were the ones who crucified the Lord Jesus. Today, my beloveds, who is believing in the true divine God? The Christian world, Christendom. What are they made out of? Catholics, Orthodox, and Protestant. Well, guess what? Who is re-crucifying the same God? The three: Catholics, Orthodox, Protestant. Nothing has changed. Division everywhere, not accepting one another, veering off the truth, and each claims they hold the truth, yet none of them hold the truth. Let me put it this way, so you don't think I am judging. I'm a Christian, Orthodox, and a very proud one. But let me tell you one thing. If any church claims they hold the truth, they're mistaken. Why? Because who said, I am the truth? Christ, the King. Now, St. Paul says, the church is the body of Christ, and Christ is the head of this body. So who is the truth? The head, Christ. Christ is the head. So what is the church? The body. So what does the body do? The body, all it can do is to take from this head the truth according to the grace given by the head to the body. We can only draw from this truth by the grace of God. We draw from the head, who is Christ, who is the fullness of that truth. The church can only take from this truth. But for the church to say, it is either my way or the highway, you are wrong, my dear friend. You become a Pharisee, a scribe, and a priest of the Old Testament, crucifying your Messiah. Hypocrisy. There is hypocrisy in the midst of the ecclesiastical order, clergymen. There is hypocrisy in the Christian world in general. Now, why does a person use this kind of a way of hypocrisy? Why is there hypocrite Christians? Why? When any Christian walks away from the head, who is Christ Jesus, our God, our Lord, our Savior, our Redeemer, the truth himself and no one else. When any Christian walks away from the Lord Jesus, where do they end up? They end up being themselves only. They end up living their way, not the Lord's way. You see, there is two I am. It is either the Lord or me. Either the Lord or me. When I walk away from the Lord, what am I left with my own I am, which is the ultimate false God? When a Christian, whether they are a leader like this piece of wreck, whether they are a leader in the church or just a laity, when that church leader walks away from Christ, seeking his own way, he ends up being nothing but weak. Because the source of strength is Jesus Christ. The source of life is Jesus Christ. The source of light is Jesus Christ. The source of truth is Jesus Christ. You walk away from the Lord seeking your own glories, seeking your own intentions, seeking your own interests and benefits on the account of Christ, you end up doing things your way. As me, the human being, distant from God, I am the weakest of the weakest of the weakest of all. But you see, since I am seeking my own glory, I will never admit that I am weak. You know why? Because a person that seeks his own ways will never say, I am weak, I am nothing, because it's an insult to my own dignity. I have too much pride. There is too many stars on the shoulders here. There is too much self-pride to acknowledge that I am weak, I am nothing. Therefore, I will deny all of this and I'll say I'm strong and I can do whatever. We put on this mask of acting. That mask hides our true human nature that is weak. Now, to protect my weakness, I need to be a hypocrite. What is hypocrisy? I seek someone who is strong on earth and be Mr. Nice Guy to that someone. So if there is a prime minister, I'll go and say, Mr. Prime Minister, we love you. And whatever you want, we will do. But please don't forget us. And if I find someone rich, I'll be a hypocrite. When I found someone influential, I'll be a hypocrite. When I find someone that has authority, I'll be a hypocrite. Why? Because that someone is strong. I need that someone to hide my weakness, because I don't want to be seen weak. Because when I seek my glories, the last thing I want for people to know my true colors. Therefore, I will hide them by being a hypocrite. I will seek people's attention, not God's. You know why? Since I'm seeking things my way, well, guess what? My question is to every one of us. Do you see God with your own naked eyes? No. You see people, don't you? So which one is easier to go to? The one you don't see or the one you see? Well, obviously the one you see. So therefore, it's a lot easier to please people than to please God, because even if I please God, I don't see Him. In fact, a lot of times, or I won't say a lot, but sometimes when I please God, I cop it. When I please God, I get kicked, punched, ridiculed, and thrown out. So the benefit of pleasing God is persecution, but the benefit of pleasing people is glory. This is exactly what's happening in the church. Church leaders are being hypocrites in general. That's why the church is weak. That's why the church is weak. Because when any one of us seeks his own ways, where will that lead you? Absolute destruction. Absolute lostness. Let me see all the young people that did it their way, where did they end up? All the people that seek fame, glory, worldly glories, where did they end up? Where are they? All the celebrities, my beloved, open your eyes and look carefully. When they did it their way, what happened to them? Look at Hollywood celebrities. Where are they? Who are they? What are they doing? What are they ending up doing? Absolute lostness. Absolute lostness. Why? Because when you do it your way, the end is death, destruction, absolute grave full of termites eating away in that flesh which we seeked. Number one. And that's why the Lord Jesus spoke to these Pharisees and scribes and say, they said, if somebody makes an oath on the temple, it's nothing. But if you make an oath on the gold that is in the temple, you are bound to that oath you've made or those vows. He said, you hypocrites, which one is greater, the temple or the gold? Which one sanctifies? Isn't it the temple that sanctifies the gold? But you know why they don't care about the temple, they care about the gold? Because the gold brings them money, and money brings them power, and power brings them prestige. Power is hypocrisy. It hides away the weakness of the human, using money to use power to get to people and do as they wish. They buy people with money, including church leaders. I thank the Lord. I'm not for sale. Never have, never will. And I definitely will not die a coward. No one shuts my mouth except Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My beloveds, when you seek the Lord Jesus, you draw from the source of strength. You draw from the source of power. You draw from the source of life. You draw from the source of truth. You draw from the source of light. There is no more place for fear. Because when you're in the light, why are you afraid of darkness? Because the light decimates the darkness. Have you ever seen darkness overcoming the light? Impossible. When the sun rises, darkness disappears. This is Christ, the light, which is the life of mankind, which is the truth. The problem of a human being is when they act, when they fake it. Don't ever act. Be as you are. Come to the Lord Jesus as you are. Don't ever, my advice to you from experience, the bead didn't go white just like that overnight. For no reason. Been through hell and back. The bead didn't go white just like that. It went through hell and back for it to go white. Let me tell you one thing about the Lord. He taught me this. I'm nothing. He's everything. One thing the Lord will never acknowledge. One thing the Lord will never accept. One thing the Lord will never tolerate when a person approaches the Lord acting. He will not know you. He will not acknowledge you. He will not even stop and say hello to you. The moment he sees a person faking it, the Lord says, I don't know this person. But you come as you are, from head to toe swimming in sin. Emerged in sin from head to toe, full of sins. You've done the grievest of the grievest of the grievest sins, but you come as you are and say, Lord, I am the filthiest, the dirtiest, the ugliest, the sinner of all sinners. I am begging you for mercy, for grace, for forgiveness. The Lord says, I am here for a person like you. I will change you from a sinner to a saint when you come as you are. Don't ever be a hypocrite. Don't ever say, Lord, I've sinned, but it wasn't my fault. It was that person over there. The Lord will always say, I'm talking to you. Why are you including other people into the equation? If I wanted the other person to come and give and testify, I would have called him before calling you. I am God. Do you think I don't know what is happening with you? I know everything. So when I called you, I meant to call you and you only. Don't include anyone else in the equation. Say, Lord, I've sinned and it was my fault. The Lord has taken over. The Lord is very happy for being honest to yourself, not to him. He knows you. He can't lie to him. But he wants you to be honest to your own self. So, Lord, I'm a sinner. I confess. It's no one's fault. It's my fault. Not even Satan. It's my fault, Lord. Don't even blame Satan. Poor thing. He's a lost case. He is. If anything, you feel sorry for someone that has lost God forever, like Satan. You feel sorry. I really feel sorry for him. What a lost case. He has no comeback. Gone, never to come back again. What a waste. But you, my beloved, it's never too late. For as long as we live in the flesh, it is never too late to come back and say, Lord, I am sorry. It takes this magical word, sorry, but as long as it comes from the heart. Not acting, not faking, not being a hypocrite. When we rely on others to help us and not God, we are hypocrites. As Christians, as church leaders, more so. If I don't believe the Lord is more than enough to give me everything I need, then why am I dressed up in this outfit? Who am I bluffing? I'm laughing at my own self. When we come to the Lord Jesus, we need to come from the heart. He is the God of hearts, not the lips. The lip can say whatever it wants. The tongue gets twisted as it pleases. But the heart never lies. When a person cries, the only reason why we cry, because when we really are honest to ourselves, when we are genuine about a matter, that's where the sensitive chord is hit, is touched. That's where tears come gushing down the eye. When we are honest, genuine, truthful from the heart, then tears will come. Some people might fake it and act, and even be on camera, you know, and in the movies, not realizing there was somebody standing outside the camera scope chopping some onions. That's why the tears were gushing down. They were fake tears. But when you are genuine, even actors, when they are acting, but you see them, they are truly crying. Why? Because when they said something that hit, the sensitive chord in their real life, they will cry as if it is true, no longer acting. The Lord wants such people come from the heart to His sacred and holy heart and say, Lord, I am a sinner. I am weak. I'm nothing. I need You. I don't need the president. I don't need the prime minister. I don't need anyone there for me to go and say some nice words to them and beg them to help me. No, Lord, I need You. The only government I acknowledge is the one who art in heaven. If You, Lord, will it for me to go and meet this person or that person, I want it to come from You. I will not ever seek it my way. Let it be Your way. Let it be Your way. If You want me to meet the president, You'll make it happen, Lord. But I will never beg for it. Never. I need the Lord. There is a difference between loving everyone, praying for everyone, and between being a hypocrite. We have to love everyone. We have to pray for everyone. But I don't need You outside of Christ. I need You when it's through Christ. Outside of Christ, You go Your way and leave me go my Lord's way. We can never meet. But if you ever need anything in the name of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, I will help you. For as long as the Lord helps me, I will help you. But outside of the Lord, to make deals under the table behind closed doors, this is not the way that works in the church. It doesn't. The Lord must be glorified. The Lord must be honored. The Lord must be worshipped. The Lord must be loved and adored. He is worthy of every worship and every honor and every praise and every glory. Everything is Him. Everything. Everything is Him. When you, my beloved son, as a husband and as a father. Now please, I beg of you men. I beg of you men. Those who are here and those who are watching and listening. Let me tell you this little secret if you are not aware of it. This is the way God operates. Please, you cannot change what God has implemented, what God has created, what God has already put in place. Let me tell you one thing. God, and this is with all love and respect, there is no discrimination here. This is the Lord's word, please. You can't say to God, why you can't do this? We need to be very careful. But let me tell you this secret. God will work through the man, not the woman. You know why? Because God works only through one man. His name is Jesus Christ. God recognizes only one man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God is pleased with only one man, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God blesses everything and everyone through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nothing outside of Jesus Christ. If any Christian leader, no matter how big or small they are, they come and tell you there is a lot of ways to God, one of the ways is Jesus Christ, that leader is a son of a snake. His father is Satan. He is a liar like his dad, like his father Satan. There is only one way to God, and that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. There is no other way but Jesus Christ. No other way. God blessed the church, which resembles the woman, through the man, Jesus Christ. So the husband, the man, resembles the Lord, and the woman, the wife, resembles the church. How is the church blessed? Through the man. Who is the head of this body? The man. Christ. So when you, my son, as the man, as the husband, as the father, when you come and put your head before the feet of the Lord Jesus, rest assured your entire family is blessed. Rest assured. When you take your family to church with you, not saying to your wife, you go on my behalf. That's a weak approach. Yes, the Lord will talk to the woman as well. But it won't be as strong as the man. Because the man resembles the Lord. And God only speaks through this man called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So when you come, my son, and bow before the Lord Jesus, your wife, your children are 100% blessed, because when you are in His presence, in His holy presence, your entire family is in His holy presence. And the woman needs to respect this and honor this. When she is obedient to this man who fears the Lord, she is blessed forever. Forever. This is the Lord's word. It's His promise and it's His way. My son, this is where Satan comes in a very sneaky way and takes you to vanity of all vanities called this world. He's trying to take you away from God. He's trying to take you away from the Lord Jesus. And this is why, my beloved, you are finding obstacle after another and after another, because you are meant to be in His presence, no one else's. You are meant to be in the presence of the Lord Jesus, no one else's. You need to be ready, prepared to be in the Lord's presence. So that way, when you have a family, you bring that family to Christ, not to Satan. When the man walks away from the family, let me see what happens to that family. No matter how smart the woman is, she struggles and struggles badly. Because she's never meant to be a leader. It is the man who leads. But leadership here is being a servant, not a dictator. And by the way, the head means foundation, not the roof. So the man is the foundation. Where is the foundation? Beneath the building, not on top, to say, it's my word as a man, none of your business, get out of my way. No, you are the man, meaning you are the foundation. This is the head. The foundation carries the entire weight of the building. It is your responsibility to carry the entire family. The woman is not the head for her to carry. And when she tries to be the man or takes the role of a man, she can never succeed, because it is not God's way. That's why. The Lord wants us to be true to ourselves. The Lord wants us to come as we are and give Him everything. Give Him everything. Don't be a hypocrite. Don't act. Don't fake. Don't pretend. Don't assume. Say, Lord, I've done this and it's my fault. Period. Be a man. Now, when the Lord spoke to the disciples, He said, do not call for yourself a father on earth, because there is only one in heaven. Some people who claim to be Christians misunderstood this verse and said, you see, you shouldn't be calling anyone else father. There is only one in heaven. This is the Lord's word. So why are you calling the priest father? See, you're breaking God's law. You cannot call a priest father, because look, the Lord says it. Do not call for yourself father on earth. There is only one who art in heaven. Well, there are certain things in the Holy Bible are not meant to be for everyone. They are meant to be for specific certain people only. The Lord was addressing the 12 apostles, who are the head of the church. They are the popes. They are the leaders in the church of Christ. The 12 apostles are the head of the church on earth. Imagine if the Lord meant, do not call for yourself like for everyone. Do not call for yourself a father on earth, because there is only one father in heaven. And then you go and you deny your earthly father. Man, what kind of life is this? This is hell. For children to deny their parents, or because the Lord said, don't call for yourself a father on earth, so therefore, dad, you're not my father anymore. It's only God who art in heaven. Well, what am I going to do with the commandment that the Lord God gave to Moses? Respect, honor your father and mother. So what is this? Is there contradiction now? On one hand, honor your father. On the other, don't call for yourself a father on earth, because your father is God who art in heaven. So which one is it, Lord? No, my beloved. You see, this is not for everyone. It is for the 12 disciples who are the leaders of the church, the head of the church. He's saying to them, do not call for yourself a father on earth, because your father is in heaven. You see, after Christ on earth, as far as the church is concerned, is the patriarch or the pope. Same thing. Pope, patriarch, same thing. Pope, papa. patriarch, padre. It's father. It's father. So, after Christ on earth, it is the church leader. Imagine the Lord is saying to that church leader, if you listen to anyone else but your heavenly father, you've destroyed yourself and destroyed the church with you. If a church leader listens to an earthly person, not Christ, who art in that heaven of all heavens, he destroyed himself and the entire church with him. The church leader is supposed to get to receive his directives from the Lord Jesus himself. There should not be anyone between the Lord and that church leader. That's why the church leader cannot have an earthly father. He needs that heavenly father. Otherwise, as the leader, he will ruin the entire church. And if he listens to another teacher outside of Christ, he's ruined himself and the church with him. So this is not for everyone. Do not call for yourself a father on earth or a teacher or a rabbi. This is for the church leaders only. So you can relax and respect your father and say, Dad, g'day, how you going? I love you, Dad. We are living at a time that is very difficult. The word me is the strongest ever. A little child, it takes a huge effort just to make them do one thing. No. It's always no. Why? Because I don't like it. The word me is very powerful in our time and age. From young to old, from kids to adults, all about me. I like doing it. I like saying it. I just like it. I choose to. I want to. But hang on a second. What if you are wrong? Will you allow for yourself to give that opportunity to say, maybe I am wrong? And since maybe I am wrong, why should I be stubborn about my way? Don't be stubborn. So my daughter, if you're a wife, if you're a daughter at home, if you are a mother, you cannot be stubborn always. My son, if you are a son at home, if you're a husband or a father, you cannot be stubborn always. Sometimes we need to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. It is healthy, it is beautiful, it's constructive, it is bright, it's beautiful. When we say, yes, I made a mistake, I'm sorry, please forgive me. It's beautiful. But when I'm stubborn about me, it's either my way or the highway. What happens to that me? I'm lost. I'm dead. I'm destroyed. I'm destroyed. I beg you, seek the Lord from the heart. I beg you. My son, as a teenager, my daughter, as a teenager, in your 20s, in your 30s, in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, in your 70s, in your 80s, whatever age it is, I beg you, seek the Lord. No matter how old or young you are, it's never too late. Seek the Lord. Because I don't know if I will make it tomorrow. I may sleep, never wake up. I need to seek Him while I can. Don't ever say, I'm still young. There is plenty of time. There is no guarantee. May God take from my life and give to you. I pray that He gives you a very long and a blessed life. But there is no guarantee. And death does not differentiate between young and old. He comes and takes when the time comes. Therefore, there is no guarantee, my son, my daughter, that I will make it tomorrow. This is the moment where I make that decisive decision, where I say, I choose the Lord over me. I choose the Lord over me. No more me. Because when I choose me, I am being a hypocrite, because me is a false god. There is only one God, and that is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If every human being, and more so every Christian, because I'm talking about Christians here, not anyone else, that if every Christian seeked the Lord, heaven would have been definitely on earth. There would have been no more fighting, no more arguing, no more quarreling, no more destruction, when everybody seeked the Lord, not themselves. When you live for the Lord and choose not to live for yourself, then and then only you will live happily thereafter. Happy. Church leaders, why do you seek power? Ask yourself, why do you need the throne? Why do you need the limousine? Why do you need people to come and open the door for you and roll the red carpet under your feet? Who told you the Lord wants this? Who said to you? Me said it, not the Lord. Me said it. What happened now? False glory, pride, hypocrisy. The church is weak. At the time of the disciples, I can assure you, if you see St. Peter the way he was at the time of the Lord, you would have mistaken him for a street beggar. Definitely didn't take shower every day. Didn't shave the beard. It was all over the place. Dirty, ugly. But he raised the dead. A street beggar raising the dead. Today, they are living in linen, dressed up in linen and gold, sitting in a limousine, sitting in a mansion, and they are killing the living. Because when hypocrisy enters the church is weak. You need Christ, the King, to be the head of the church. Otherwise, all of us are dead. You need the Lord. You need the Lord, my beloved. Say, Lord, the altar is you. The temple, the church is you. The throne is you. The cross is you. The ring is you. The outfit is you. The crown is you. The staff is you. Everything is you. I'm here just a vessel at your disposal. Do to me, unto me as you wish, Lord. You use me for your glory. And once the job is done, call me home by your grace. That's it. The work is yours. Everything is yours, my Lord. I'm just used for your own glory. And I'm not worthy of that, but it is your grace that made me worthy. Thank you, Lord. I'm indebted for your love, for your mercy, for your compassion. My beloved, thank the Lord. When you eat that piece of bread, thank the Lord. When you wake up in the morning, thank the Lord. When you are able to wash your face, thank the Lord. When you're able to change your clothes, thank the Lord. When you're able to sit in the car and drive it to work and back from work, thank the Lord. It is the Lord who is making it possible for you. Don't ever lose track of the Lord. Don't ever. 6'1". Brownish, crispy hair, split in the middle, all the way down to the shoulders. Long face, tan skin, Mediterranean, Jewish. Stunning. I always say, Lord, you're too good looking for a Jewish guy. With all love and respect to our beloved Jews. But you're too good looking for a Jewish guy, man. And after 2024 years, he is still 33 years of age and kicking, baby. He is still available, seeking your heart, seeking your soul to make you his bride, to make you perfect like him and bring you into the Father's house without a blemish or a stain, perfect as Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the only one and there is no other one. Man, if there was, and I'm saying if because there isn't, but if there was another God stronger than the Lord Jesus, bigger than the Lord Jesus, I don't want him nor interested in him, because when I found Jesus, I found everything I needed and everything I lacked. Jesus suffices. So then when I found him, I stopped seeking God because he is the only true God. I stopped seeking. My search came to an end because I found God. Sooner or later, every human being will realize this truth. Every human being. And they'll be shocked. Oops. Why did I waste all my life doing this and doing that? Man, when was Jesus Christ the only one? He got to heaven and then, remember what I said. He got to heaven. And then remember, wow, when you see Jesus in the next life, what elites, what Freemason, what I don't know what, some rich people are running the show. What show? What show? They are nothing but a piece of little tiny puppet. Jesus Christ is God in charge of everyone and everything. Yeah, we thank the Lord. He is the only true man, the perfect man. Thank the Lord Jesus. Amen. So When you come to church, who are you coming for? The Lord. You're coming for Him, no one else. When you come to Him, how do you come? As you are. No hypocrisy. Say, I am the sinner. Lord, no one else. Everyone else is a saint. I'm the only sinner. Don't ever look around and say, it's that guy's fault or that. No, it's my fault, Lord. If Satan even comes and says, I tricked him, I am going to say to the Lord, I shouldn't have listened to him. Therefore, it is my fault, not Satan's. Satan has got a job to do, but you also have a job to do. Satan came to trick me. I should not have listened to him. Therefore, Lord, since I did, it is my fault, not Satan's. If you want to judge, judge me and see what the Lord is going to do for you. From a sinner, He'll make you the greatest saint in His heaven. The greatest saint. Come to Him as you are. Amen. And you can call someone who is good looking as Father George. You can call him Father. You're not breaking the law, because that is only for the church leaders. So you can call him Father, okay? It's all good. There are three kinds of fathers: earthly, spiritual, heavenly. Your earthly father, his role is to bring you to your spiritual father, who is the priest. That's your job, my dear son, to bring your children and yourself and your family to the spiritual father. The role of the spiritual father is to take you all to the heavenly father, because at the end, the physical and the spiritual fathers are for this realm only. When we go there, there is only one Father who art in heaven. That's in the next life. We will have only one heavenly father. And we are all, we need to go back to him. We came from him. We need to go back to him. So the physical father, bring your family to the spiritual father. Spiritual father takes them to the heavenly father, because he is the only one at the end when we go to his kingdom. Let's bow our heads. Let's ask the Lord Jesus for forgiveness while we say this prayer of absolution. Confess your sins. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Our good God and full of mercy, our good God and full of mercy, whose grace and mercy is poured upon all, pour, my Lord, the compassion of the delightfulness of your love upon your servants, and again transform them in the hope of renewal to the life of repentance. Renew in them your Holy Spirit, by whom they are sealed for the day of salvation. Purify them by your compassion from all flesh and spiritual blemishes, and assure the hope of their faith by the aid of your grace, and instill the walks of their behavior in the paths of righteousness. Please them along with the saints in your kingdom by the assurance of the hope of their faith in the adoption as your children and in the joy of your absolving mysteries. Empower them by the aid of your mercies to observe your commandments and fulfill your will, to confess, worship, and praise your holy name, the Lord of all, Father and Son and Holy Spirit forever. Amen. God bless you all. God keep you in good health and in good spirit. God protect you. God show you the way, for He is the way, the truth, and the life. May the Lord Jesus shine upon you. May the Lord Jesus engulf you with His divine love. May the Lord Jesus bestow upon you His infinite blessings from above. May the Lord Jesus, who is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the life and the resurrection, be with you, lead you to green pastures and still waters. And even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil, for the Lord, who is our good shepherd, is with us. He provides everything. He gives us everything we need and everything we lack. In Him, there is all we need. He is the utopian world that everybody should seek to find. And once you find the Lord, you have found the perfect world, where there is no end to it, there is no cry in it, there is no pain in it, there is no sorrow in it, there is no death in it, only eternal life in the light, who is Christ Jesus, the Sun, S-U-N, of righteousness and healings in its wings, and the Son, the S-O-N, of His Heavenly Father, the Savior and the Redeemer of the world. God bless you. Be with you always. Amen.